Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Lauren, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. Of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
How are you?
Another lovely day.
Yeah.
Waiting for the thunderstorms.
Yeah, they're coming back. I mean, we certainly earned the beautiful weather we've had the past week and a half, you know. Or I don't know if it's been a week and a half. At least a week we had solid, nice weather.
Yeah.
You know, so that was nice. Just in time for MJ's funeral.
Oh, God.
I mean, have you, like, just had it up to, like, your eyeballs with the whole Michael Jackson thing, or
well,
what?
Well, it pisses me off what Reverend Al Sharpton's trying to do.
What's he trying to do?
He wants to have, you know, the government put out those Michael Jackson stamps.
Already?
Yeah. So it's ridiculous. He's dead and he's still going to have little kids look at him.
Ew! Yeah, I heard the one where they said he's nine. Since he was 95% plastic, they're going to melt him down into Legos so little kids can still play with him. But yeah, it's like, oh, people, you know, I couldn't believe all the postings I saw on Facebook, and some people like saying, oh, I can't believe people are making mean jokes about him, oh, and they're defending him like he was some kind of god.
Well,
and
the
I'm
people
like,
that are defending him are the ones that were criticizing him before.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that.
All the people
that,
are saying he's a child molester, and, you know, he should go to jail, and blah, blah, blah. Now they're on, you're on the
stage.
Oh, stages.
No, most of the people who were out to lynch him are still out to lynch him, and that's
not,
where...
Not the celebrities.
But they... Oh, well, what do they know? But there were a lot that I saw. I'm talking we people.
Oh.
You know, like commoners, who I saw posting on Facebook, and a couple of them were all, like, all boo-hoo over Michael Jackson's dying, and I'm like... You know, give me a break already. You know, it's not like, you know, Elvis didn't have little boys in his bed and use bad judgment calls like that. I mean, his worst judgment call was trusting the colonel and, you know, oh, give him the drugs to keep him awake, give him the drugs to keep him asleep, you know?
Basically.
Yeah, but I mean, Michael was just, there was just something inherently wrong. And let's face it, if you or I had done one-tenth of the oddities that that man did, we'd be locked up, right?
One-thousandth.
We'd be locked up, key thrown away, whole nine yards. But because he had money, see, that's the difference. When you're rich and psychotic, you're eccentric. And when you're poor and psychotic, you are crazy. You know?
Oh, I was going to say you're Laura. But...
Yeah, well, anyway. So much for that. But yeah, we're good riddance to Michael Jackson. He's dead. He's gone, people. Get over it. Just,
please.
You know. And don't start the ghost crap with me. I've already gotten freaking emails from people. Do you think Michael's going to be here for
no,
a while
they,
as a ghost?
They already did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But didn't they already say it at Neverland? They've already seen a shadow.
Well, no, they've already, they saw the shadow, but they've proven what it was.
Oh, what was it?
It was one of the people on the property walking in front of a light.
Yeah, I didn't tell you this, but yeah, I've actually gotten three emails so far from people boo-hooing over the death of Michael Jackson, and do I as a ghost hunter think how long his spirit will linger, and if they play his music. One woman wanted to know if she kept playing his music like as a vigil with a candle lit, would that draw his spirit to her, and that way she could finally have like an audience with him, because... I could see her point to a degree, okay, yeah, when he was alive, you weren't going to get near him, you know? Maybe now he can come and go, but people, don't ask me questions like that, because you know what? When Kurt Cobain killed himself, my friend called me up, she was all distraught, and she thought, you know, she had the same question, in effect, of, you know, now that he's dead, you know, how long will he linger around here? Would I have a chance of seeing him? If I thought about it hard enough, could I draw him to me? I'm like... No. Same goes for Michael Jackson. No. Just let it go. Enough. Moving on to more ghostly topics.
Oh, thank God.
Did you see Ghost Adventures last night?
No, I saw it
Friday
this morning.
Night, July 10th. Oh, you watched it?
I DVR'd it.
You DVR'd
it this morning.
And what'd you think?
Horrible.
Horrible?
Horrible. They got almost nothing. And you know how I could tell that even before they actually started investigating?
How?
Half the show was about the prison and the history and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Other shows, they're there 5-10 minutes getting a little.
Yeah, you're
intro
right.
On.
That was a little extended. You're right.
Even at the end, they did the same thing.
They recapped.
Yep.
On the history. Yeah. You know, because I was watching the clock, and it's like, it came on at 9, and 9:25, and I'm like, wow, we're still going over interviews and stuff? And when are they going to do a lockdown? Because I don't think, usually they're there, they catch everything, and the first thing, before the first commercial break, you get brought up to speed. You maybe come back after the first commercial break, and he'll do a couple more interviews, and then it's boom, we're getting locked down. Although the last show they had to extend it with something stupid where they lowered him into one of these holes out west or whatever, and he went down this cave to see if the ghost was down there, if he could rile him up.
Yeah.
And then the one before that, he had to get together with the whole Mambo Jumbo woman and do the whole dancing around the fire and all that crap, you know, the hoodoo stuff and voodoo.
Well, look at that one with the voodoo, when they had that one cabin, the light was coming on and off. It's like, why are you going into the other one? Why don't you go in there where the stuff's happening?
Beats me.
But yeah, I honestly watched the whole thing and I just kind of just shook my head and I'm just like, that was
horrible. But it killed me too that they got into that hospital. And I think over the years we've maybe gotten in the hospital, what, once?
A couple, three once times. Or twice. Three times, I can probably count.
But the death records thing, we've never been privy to that. That was pretty amazing. He got to put on the special gloves so he wouldn't damage it.
Well, that's because we don't throw enough money at them.
Apparently. And I've got a couple teams that are going to be getting dispatched as soon as I can settle the dates. Just so you know, dear.
Have fun.
But anyway, so they got to look at the death records. Now, wait a year. Now, there was the one, there was suicides galore, which we knew. You know,
a lot
of guys killed themselves. It was horrible. The situation was horrible. And there was a couple that slit their throats. Most of them died by their own hands of hanging.
They died by their own hands.
They died by their own hands. And then there was one specifically listed as dying by his own hands by masturbation. Yeah, exactly. And he bought it after he beat it.
I wonder how many times he beat it.
I know, right? I mean, that is quite disturbing. Now, then they had Vagans, I guess that's his last name, right? Zach, the lead guy.
Yeah.
Strapped in the death chair. I don't ever remember seeing that death chair.
I don't remember it.
That looked like the chair.
It had to be in the hospital area.
They looked like the chair from the barber's shop. It looked like a barber shop chair.
It kind of did, but... and then the other thing that got me was they said they caught those unexplained screams from the outside camera. It's like, hello, there's a wall with outside people there.
Yeah. You know, and it's for those of you who have never been to Eastern State, it's right there on a main drag thoroughfare of Fairmont Ave in Philly, you know.
There's
and even though you
houses.
Do have 20-foot-high walls separating you from the street,
right,
the sound carries, you know.
I'm surprised they didn't get up in the death row. It's like, I guess they didn't throw enough money at them.
No, they were there when they were interviewing Charlie and
everything. No, yeah, but they didn't, like, get upstairs like... was the Most Haunted did.
Oh, yeah.
They actually got to the second floor in death row.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's like,
that's right.
You guys didn't throw enough money at them to get there.
Apparently. they had some pretty decent EVP, the high EVP, the one that whispered high, I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean...
Most of their EVPs, though, I have to say, from watching the show for the past few weeks... most of them are really a stretch. I don't know, even, like, if I were reviewing data, I don't think I would have caught a lot of the ones they caught. I would have just glossed right over it. You know, I think that's somebody who was really hell-bent on hearing something and who took the time to bump up the audio on it, separate it out. I mean, they're that much of a stretch for me. But the high was not much of a... That was pretty obvious.
Right,
I thought that was good.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, a lot of these knocks and their stuff in here, I just kind of just say, whatever. Even that little EVP spike that they had, I mean, that was...
Or the EMF, you mean?
EMF spike. It was just like... it was so slight that I would have been just like...
It was a
flip,
yeah.
It was like, whatever.
It could have just waved past the battery of one of the cameras.
Anything.
Enough to...
Yeah, I mean, I was just like, they're going a little much. So I was like, they didn't catch anything. And you know what? Keep the timeline on track.
Why?
Well, the beginning part, they showed the time. It was like 1:30-something a.m. And then later on the show, they showed the time. It was like 10:30 p.m.
Oh.
It's like, it doesn't make sense, guys.
Well, I guess from a staging point of view, maybe in editing, it looked nicer the way they pieced it together. Who knows? And I didn't know Craig Wilcox was going to be on. I knew Andrew Knapp was. But when as soon as I saw Craig, I'm like, I know him. And then I saw his name on the screen. And, of course, the NJGHS got no credit.
They never did.
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely, you know. And Andrew was good. He said to them, he said, you know, is the NJGHS going to get any mention? And, you know, like, or even. They're like, oh, yeah, probably in the credits at the end of the show, it'll say, thanks, New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society or something. You know, since we were I was the one that was contacted. I was the one that sent out the Yahoo blast, right, and that's right. How Andrew, I guess, and Craig found out. And thankfully, they had experiences. I forwarded them on to Jeff,
right,
who then reached out and got them in on the show. Which was and who was that chick? I mean, everywhere she went, she was touched. She felt she was going to cry. She heard that every scene.
She got her ass smacked.
Oh yeah, she was like an almost I don't know half the show. Right? Being interviewed with all her little tales of woe of Eastern State, I'm like, I've been there how many times and I haven't, you know.
Well, I think it said she was an author or something like that, so she probably wrote one of the books on Eastern State. You know how they have those plaques?
The little credits that they showed where I'm sitting in my living room from the TV, I couldn't even see it.
I didn't watch the credits. I just like,
No, you know when they show like the name and eyewitness, as the person's talking, I couldn't even see it. Was like
nobody important.
Yeah. Oh well. I mean, it was a decent show. I mean, I'm still not happy with, and I know Ghost Hunters is doing this crap too of this whole spirit provocation. You know, and trying to incite them and make a mess and.
Well, that.
Oh, come on and attack me! I'm like, oh, that's brilliant.
Well, that they keep going off on their own.
Yeah, they're separating. They're leaving team members unaccompanied, which I think is.
Well, the other thing
dangerous.
Is, it's just like, okay, now how do I know what the other team members aren't down the hall walking?
Yeah. Making the ksh, ksh,
yep, exactly.
Sound. Or
tapping.
With Eastern State, it's true. I mean, you take one step and you hear.
Yep.
I remember the one time we were freaking some of the investigators out just as a joke. Me and another investigator were up on the stairs just taking a break, sitting down, and this one investigator didn't know we were up there because it was dark, and she came in and she's taking pictures, and the other guy, he took his foot and he went ch-ch-ch-ch on the stair. She stops, and you can see she's looking around, she's like, and then we waited, and she starts to take a picture, and she's getting kind of timid, and then he went ch-ch-ch-ch again, and she's like, and she left. She came back with two other women, she's like, I heard it over there, and we're like, all right, we got to come clean now, you know, we're just busting your chops, but it was funny, you know, but that's how easily you can make that cushing noise, squishy noise when you're walking, because there's like all the chipped paint, there's dust, there's rubble. I mean, it's just, you know.
All I know is what time of the season was that in? Because that camera showed 60 degrees, but yet I saw the heaters in the rotunda.
Hmm.
Thank God we had those heaters
it
that
It must have been... I'm trying to think when I had it sent and when Andrew went down. I think Andrew didn't even go down and do that till like maybe last October. It was either September or October of last year.
Well, it had to have been after the haunted house.
Yeah.
Oh, and that was the other thing. The coffin. I wonder whose coffin this was. It's the freaking haunted house's coffin.
Yeah, right? Because even Dina, you know, I saw her on Facebook, and she's like, since when is there a coffin at Eastern State? Because, I mean, that girl, I mean, you'd think you and I know it. I mean, she practically is, like, been in every inch. And she's even saying, when was there a coffin? Or whose coffin was that? I'm like, where did they get that from? And that's a good point. It was probably one of the props for the haunted house.
I know it was.
Yeah.
I mean, because they leave all the stuff there for the next setup.
Right. Because a lot of the parts that they use for Terror Behind the Walls... Mm-hmm. You know, most of those, they can actually just leave set up.
Right.
Because the general public doing a daytime tour or whatever
don't
only has access, into the other cell
blocks. Well, the one where she got the girl got her butt smacked. Mm-hmm. You know, you could see the doors, how they still have the wooden doors that are separating the steps that they built for the haunted house.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, it was good to see Charlie on there.
Yeah, I didn't know.
He was the best part.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he really was. And when they, you know, Zach is trying to be all Mr. Tough Guy, we're going to see if we can get a talk tonight. And I'm glad they didn't edit Charlie out, where he got that little quip and of like, oh, yeah, that's what everybody wants to do is see if they can get attacked in prison. And I'm like, yes, Charlie, yes! I'm so glad they left that in.
And then they were talking about, oh, yeah, well, you know, they have the Eye of God and stuff. And they showed, you know, the ceiling with the skylights. I'm like, That's not the eye of God. The eye of God was a small little hole that was in the cells.
In the ceiling.
When they were talking about, oh, yeah.
The skylight.
Yeah. They had these big, not big, but
the skylights. Yeah.
But that wasn't the ones. These ones were actually just holes that were dug, you know, maybe like about 6 inches.
I don't remember the cells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
I knew those were skylights. I'm like, in all the times I've been to Eastern Side, I don't remember anybody referring to the skylights as the eye of God. I mean, these were like, you know, basically state-of-the-art prison cells for its time.
Yep.
For when was it constructed? 1829?
Something like that.
Or 1839?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I mean, they had all running
and they
water,
had,
heat.
They had the plumbing. They had central plumbing. They had central heating. They each prisoner had their own private cell when it first started. Mm-hmm. You had your own private exercise yard, your skylight. And the only problem with the skylighting was that it could leak. So they could get, you know, as time went on, they
right.
were, you know, in the winter it was pretty shitty there.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Well, at
Ooh,
least
I'm sorry, I'm in crappy.
Wow. But yeah, so, I mean, was I all impressed with the show? No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I think ours was better. Because at least we were true to form. We admitted, hey, this is all we got was
yep.
a couple orb shots. And.
Sorry.
And they got the story of the, the locksmith wrong.
Oh, I know.
You know, that was totally...
I was like, no, go in the other cell, exercise yards. Stuff where we had stuff happen.
Yeah, I mean, because we've been in that cell
yeah.
where he had his episode. And his episode, they really scaled it down and glossed mm-hmm. over it to make it sound a lot more lucid and sane.
Right.
I had to sit there for, like, his 45-minute spiel when CNN was interviewing him, and I'm, like, dying, standing there in heels because I went right from work. Sean Kelly called me. He's like, CNN's coming tonight. Can you get down here to do an interview with them? I left from work in Parsippany, flew down to PA, you know, to Philly. Then I get there, and I'm standing and standing and standing. This guy went on for so long. The cameraman had to change the battery pack and put in a whole other tape to continue. Because this guy was adamant. He's like, if you don't let me tell the whole story, I'm stopping right now. I'm leaving. And they're like, all right, sir, calm down. We'll let you. I mean, he was whacked. So 45 minutes later, he finally gets done. And I'm listening to this story. And I mean, even the one news reporter, she comes over to me and she kind of rolls her eyes. And I'm like, one too many sniffs of the Elmers or what? And she's like, yeah, you're not kidding. I mean, holy God, the story is unbelievable. And that's why I think on the show they kind of said, oh, yeah, you know, he saw, like, these threatening beings or whatever, you know. And it's like, oh.
Oh, well.
It was a lot more than that. Anyway, so enough about that. We love Eastern State. And if any of you, you know, I understand from some people that the show that Brian and I were on, which was originally on HD Network, Treasure HD, mm-hmm. which was only a Dish Network show. Now, people who have cable, I don't know how the show has ended up, but some people have come to the meetings and stuff and said, oh, I saw you on TV, and I'm like, on what? And they start describing what we're doing, and I'm like, that's Magnificent Obsessions. And they're like, so apparently Magnificent Obsessions is now running on cable every
oh,
so often, so
cool.
You might be able to catch it. We just showed it at the Hazlitt meeting July 1st. I went
right.
down, I ran that because Mick Mac, give a dog a bone. He was quite ill, so I went down and covered the meeting for him, and I figured to fill up space, you know, I brought that CD or DVD and put that in, so that was good. But anyway, so if you catch it, let me know. And I got to mention, the benefit for the Caves concert has been postponed. This was supposed to take place on August 8th, which is Jeff Belanger's birthday, by the way. But
only
then,
you would know that.
Not only me, I'm sure his wife knows. His parents must know they were there. But for now, no new date or place is listed, just that the concert is postponed. So stay tuned to their website for further announcements, which is www.benefit4thecaves.com.
What is that again?
www.benefitforthecaves.com. So, want to do meeting announcements?
Sure.
Moving right along. All right, North Jersey, you're coming up here on July 21st, 2009, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Blue Room of the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. Dina Trico is the team leader, and she will be leading this meeting's topic discussion on UFOs and otherworldly beings. Plus, there's a plus. Dave Roundtree will be presenting at this meeting. Apparently he's done some pretty cool investigating with all his little... was it Felix the Cat that had his bag of tricks? Mm-hmm. Well, that's Dave Roundtree. He's the Felix the Cat of the paranormal investigating world with his bag of tricks. He's always coming up with some new kind of funky machinery and gizmo that he creates. But the stuff is pretty stellar in terms of its application in the field of paranormal investigating. So he will be there doing a presentation. So that's very cool. And then Central Jersey Division, you have your meeting on August 5th in the Hazlitt Library from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The Hazlitt Library is located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Team leader Brian McCauley will be there. I hope, because I can't keep making a 140-mile trip to run the meeting. And meetings are free and open to the public to attend. You do not have to be a member. You can just show up and attend the meeting. If you decide, hey, this is something you want to do more of and get involved and do cemetery hunts, then pay for membership. You can do membership online at njghs.net. We accept PayPal. It's only $20 lifetime. Or you can email the deadline at njghs.net with your parashare, which is your paranormal experience. And if we read it on the show, you get your membership for free. So there you go. We're just going to take a quick break.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits!
Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter the show is beyond the normal broadcast.
I'm Jane Doherty, psychic medium and author of Awakening the Mystic Gift, and you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, it's time for Parashare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Only one credit necessary, which means only one story, people. Okay?
Not that tough.
Yeah, hello. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart. That's $75 value. We'll keep track of the Parashares and let you know when you hit 10. And then you can send me your birth date, birth time, and birthplace, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes, too. Now, first, we have a follow-up on the Parashare submitted by NJGHS CPI Andrew a couple weeks ago concerning his cell phone experience while on a cemetery hunt in Hackettstown. Now, remember, we posed some questions as to what could have been, you know, was the phone on speed dial, this, that, and the other. So Andrew wrote in addressing that, and he said, Laura and Brian, I just listened to the new show. My cell phone does show that I called my wife. She never heard it ring because it was in her purse. She just happened to check to see if she had to recharge it when she noticed the call. Her number is not on speed dial, but the number pad is on the outside of the phone. So that could be what happened. He shut his ringer off or whatever, but he might have activated the button to, you know, or dialed something. Or redial, like you said, from the outside. So that takes care of that. Not too paranormal, but we appreciate the follow-up. Now we have a Parashare, and this person chooses to remain anonymous. That's fine. And you can do that too, people. If you just want to write to me and say, hey, you know, here's my Parashare, but don't just tell my name or where I'm from. We're cool with that. It's not a problem. Says, hi, Laura and Brian. I grew up in a rural part of New Jersey. My best friend's family was close friends with their minister's family. When we were in our 20s, my friend and I were reminiscing about events from our childhood. He said that when he was a teenager, his minister told him an odd story. He explained that during the week, he would travel to the homes of congregation members who could not make it to the church for various reasons. Late one night, as he was returning from one of his visits, he noticed something blocking the road ahead of him. He described a glowing disc-shaped object that took up both lanes of the roadway. He got out of his car and reached out to touch the object, and the next thing he knows, he is driving home. My friend has since moved out of New Jersey. I know the minister relocated to another church years ago. He must be retired by now. The last time my friend and I discussed the incident, he said he was sure his minister had not experienced any ill effects from the encounter. To our knowledge, he was never hypnotized to find out what else may have occurred that evening. Now, I'm not big on the whole UFO stuff, as you well know, but and that sounds what this is headed towards, like he had a UFO encounter. And who was it? It was a husband and wife team that was the famous one. It was a black husband, white wife, and they were like the most famous documented team. Barney was the husband's name, and I forget the wife's name, Barney and so-and-so. And their case was really delved into because they lost a documented period of time, quite a few hours that they couldn't account for, and when they were hypnotized, that's when they found out all this abduction had taken place. And then there was that other movie a few years ago. It was a remake of the guy, the one guy, right in front of his friends, Travis. Fire in the Sky. And his name was Travis or something.
Yeah, something like that.
And he was like sucked right up from a beam of light or whatever right in front of his friends, and they took off and left him.
Nice friends.
Yeah, nice friends. But, and I know Jane Doherty had a UFO experience. Same thing, a loss of time. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the key thing that most people report. They don't know how many hours, well, they know there's so many hours that elapsed that they can't account for. It's just a loss of time.
Well, I guess my question would be, when he found himself driving again, was he before or after that spot?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably after, but... And then you can even, you know, and it can be explained biochemically. You could have a grand mal seizure, and you could just be doing everything on autopilot, and just the brain is checked out, and then all of a sudden you're back in your right brain or whatever, your correct mind, and you realize you're driving. And sometimes people get those, they're actually called petite seizures. You have them, you ever notice, like, sometimes you're driving to work, it's something you do so automatically, and all of a sudden it's like you look up and you're like, wow, I'm here already? Some of those can actually be explained as a petite seizure. You've actually, your brain went and checked out a little bit. You were just going on what they call autopilot until you, like, clicked back into, like, consciousness. And you're like, whoa, I'm here already? And that's what they call a little seizure. Grand mal is, well, obviously, grand is big, but... So you never know with this whole story if that he might have been a minister who either had seizure problems, was nipping the sacramental wine a little too much, I don't know, you know. But, you know... It's interesting, but they all have that that inherent theme of the loss of time that's inexplicable.
Right.
So it's pretty cool. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Charles J. Adams III, the author of Cape May Ghost Stories and many other local ghost books, and you're listening to the Deadline podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, this is Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter from the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show, and certified paranormal investigator with the NJGHS. When I start getting homesick for New Jersey, I tune in to Lauren Bryan. So kick back. You're listening to The Deadline.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
Haunted Trivia is back! For those of you who just joined the show a week or two ago and realized we weren't doing Paranormal Pictionary anymore, Well, that's because I was doing all that stuff with school. And you know what? I've decided we'll bring back Haunted Trivia, because Paranormal Pictionary was a lot of work for me. I thought Haunted Trivia was a lot of work, having to read and come up with, like, the stories to tell to formulate a question, but Paranormal Pictionary was a lot more work, because every day, for 5 days in a freaking row, I had to go to the site and log in and go through Photoshop and update the picture and then load it up to the website, so we're back to Haunted Trivia. So, Haunted Trivia is pretty easy. I give you a little scenario, I ask you a question, the first person who emails in the correct answer wins a t-shirt. Not very hard, okay? All right, this week's question. If you saw the Fox TV show House this past season, that's House, Gregory House, they had an episode about the death cat. Well, this week's Haunted Trivia asks about a ghost cat, not a death cat, but a ghost cat, who has been witnessed by the warm spots, felt where it must have been resting, and feeling it brush by people in this house. What is the name of this haunted house in New Jersey where this ghost cat eternally resides? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you will win an official NJGHS t-shirt. Okay. Have we ever heard back from Chris Balzano about the haunted headlines?
Not a word.
Wow, I guess we should just start nixing that out of the script then.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a bummer, because that was fun having that, and it was something that actually made less work for me.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, so there you go, because if it's anything easy, it's not my life. Alrighty. So, make sure, if you haven't already, if you're a new member to NJGHS, definitely. You don't have to be a member. It's open to anyone. But definitely, if you're a member, sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo group. The link is on the homepage of NJGHS.net. This way, you get the latest and greatest information about the cemetery hunts blasted into your email box. Now, I know tonight we're supposed to do, our Dean is leading a cemetery hunt out in Blairstown. Too bad she didn't do it last night, because tonight's going to suck, you know? Last night was 80 degrees, 70 degrees, no humidity. Would have been perfect to do photography and EVP work. Tonight it's supposed to thunderstorm. So, again, if you're a member of the Yahoo group, you'll be the first to know, because I'll be sending out a blast when she calls me at 8 o'clock at night and says, forget it, it's like going to pour any minute, or it is pouring, we can't do it. And you would get that message in your email box. I mean, granted, I do try to update the website too, so if you check to the website, but it's faster just to be a member of the Yahoo group and have it blasted into your email. And don't forget to be a friend of America's Haunted Road Trip. It is the MySpace of the paranormal, people. So go to www.americashauntedroadtrip.com and register today. You'll network with paranormal authors like Charlie Adams, who was just on the show last night, Patty Starr and Jane Doherty, as well as other investigators and paranormal fans. Anything else, Bri?
No, I think you said a mouthful.
Thank goodness. Okay. Thank you, Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of the
Hail
Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
As always, our team leaders, Dina Chirico and Brian McCauley. And thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.